Just in case you're wondering, you want to play that at the wedding, that's The Shearer by Adam McClure. Well, most of us like to take home a souvenir when we're travelling, and for those well-heeled tourists visiting Australia, it might be one of the finest woolen garments in the world. A small family company in Victoria is making luxury fine wool sweaters and scarves that cater to the top end of the market. Sue Ahern spoke to the CEO of Jamala, Jeff Gill.
I'm with Jeff Gill, who's the CEO of Jamala. Jeff, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell us about Jamala? What is your story?
Well, I think the Jamala story starts back in 1994 when my parents, who had retired from the education department, decided to get into growing wool and growing the finest wool that they possibly could. They established a merino stud called Gemma and based their bloodlines on those of Rowbottom from Rowansville, who have been growing the world's finest wool for quite some time now. But back then, we were actually able to produce wool finer than them. From about 1996 onwards, we regularly produced the finest wool in the world, and that led us to an introduction to the world of luxury in Italy, predominantly via Count Laura Piana, who historically buys the finest bale of wool that's produced in the world each and every year. And this exposed us to a market, or to people that didn't ask the price. It was about, all about quality there, if they liked it. We undertook a lot of experimental work with CSIRO. That took a few years. Our main shawl and yarn sales at the moment are into Hong Kong, which started in 2010, and that's been going very, very well. But all of these events generally have led to Jamala being recognised by luxury industry insiders as one of the go-to brands for products that are made by from ultra-fine wool.
Can you just explain how fine it is and how you measure that?
But we focus in on, historically have focused in on wool that is generally about 14 micron in diameter. To put that in context, most human hairs are between 170 micron in diameter. Sorry, that's 170, not 170. Does that make sense in range? So we're at least one-fifth as fine as a human hair.
And how does that compare with cashmere,
Well, most of the wool that we're using now is 13.5 micron, which is finer than all but the very finest pashmina cashmere. Vast majority of cashmere is far coarser than the wool that we use, and also the fibres in the cashmere are far shorter, which means that spinning the cashmere is more difficult and also results in a less durable product. Most people are surprised. They don't think that wool can actually get that fine.
So where do you get your wool? You're obviously growing some on your own property.
Yes.
Where does most of it come from?
Most of it used to come from our own property, but we're no longer shedding sheep. We only have a handful of sheep running around the place for mainly for promotional purposes and to save us time on the lawnmower. So we use their wool, and they're particularly good quality sheep. We've maintained our association with Rowansville, the merino stud, and we've got Rowansville blood running around. The ram is about 12.4 micron, so he's a fairly good ram. But we do outsource, and so we buy wool in from farmers that, or growers that, use very similar genetics to what we have. A lot of it is based on Rowansville blood.
What's the response been like? I mean, how has the market greeted your very fine wool?
The market has a two-stage reaction to our products. As soon as they see it, and more importantly, get their hands on it and in it, they love it. We produce the finest woolen sweaters on earth. Some other firms will claim otherwise, but they're not actually valid claims. The problem that we have is due to the fine that we're at right out of the fine end, the cost of the raw material, the cost of processing it, and the cost of the expertise that we have to use means that our top line of sweaters, at the very least, reasonably expensive.
What sort of price are we talking about?
Well, they're retailing from our good friends in Sydney at Joe Bananas are selling our sweaters at $3,250 each. So that's
a lot of money.
That's a fair investment, but you are actually buying something that's made with a reasonably timeless design. It will never go out of fashion, and it should last you for decades if you take proper care of it. We are the arch nemesis of fast fashion. I abhor that particular industry as it's polluting the planet, and we have a throwaway society that we are railing against. We try and produce things that are beautiful and stay in fashion and last for a very long time.
Who wears them?
Quite a few people wear them. You might have heard of Queen Elizabeth II, for example. She's got three of our twin sets, and that is absolutely unprecedented. Normally, the Queen does not accept gifts from anyone, but once she saw that this was an Australian-made product using Australian wool run by an Australian family company, and once she had touched it, that was the end of it. She's since gladly received two further twin sets that we produced for her. Prince Charles wears our stuff. Count Paolo Zegna from Italy wears our stuff. That's Zegna as in Zegna, yes, yeah. As in the $40,000 suits that Paul Keating used to wear, etc. Yes, that Zegna. We were lucky enough to be approached by AWI by the Australian government to provide sweaters for all of the world leaders that attended the APEC conference in 2007. So Vladimir Putin and his wife wear Jamala. George Bush and his wife wear Jamala. Gordon Brown and his wife wear Jamala. John Howard and his wife wear Jamala. Wen Jiabo, the Chinese premier, wears Jamala. We have A-listers such as Mila Jovovich, Nicole Kidman wear at Jamala. Rupert Murdoch, Alan Jones. Lots of people that probably have lower profiles, but also appreciate excellence, wear our product. Excellence is what we're about.
Now, you've just developed this new product called Warm Silk. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, certainly. That eventuated from a visit into China by our then CEO and now chairman, my father, Ian. And he was looking at trying to sell woolen yarns into Chinese weavers. And while they were reasonably interested in it, they made a suggestion that we've latched onto, and that is that there's a niche, especially in northern China, where it gets very cold in the winter, for warmer shawls. The well-to-do Chinese ladies up there love their silk shawls, but complain that they don't get enough warmth from them. So what we did was we ran some initial experiments in Nanchong, where we first of all tried blending silk and wool, and this was the first time to our knowledge where a silk wool blend had been created, where the wool had a fiber diameter very, very similar to the silk that was being used, and that the silk was left in the majority. Our main aim here was not to monster the silk, which normally happens when you add wool to silk, but to leave the silk with its obviously attractive properties, but to try and enhance at least the thermal properties by adding a small percentage of wool to it. So it's warmer in winter or in a cold air-conditioned room. And thankfully, having the wool in there, it breathes a bit better than silk normally does, and so it's better in the warmer weather. It's more crumple resistant than silk is, which we find is a very good thing. And lastly, it doesn't cling to you the way the pure silk does in humid weather. I road tested a warm silk shirt up in Sydney, and it was absolutely fabulous. It did everything that I expected of it.
Well, it sounds as though you're having a lot of success. You're a small Australian company, but your products are being worn at the top end of society.
Yeah, we punch above our weight, but the reason is that we use the best materials that there are on Earth. They're natural, they're sustainable, they're ethical, they're biodegradable, and the quality is just beyond belief. We knit on the only 45-gauge flatbed machine on Earth. Now, 45-gauge means that there are 45 needles in an inch and a half, which means that there's 30 needles per inch on this knitting machine. To the best of our knowledge, there are only four or five companies that knit on this machine other than Jamala, and none of them use wool as fine as we do.
Great story. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for your time.
It was a good story too. Sue Ahern there, speaking with Jeff Gill of the fine wool garment makers Jamala.